you said you wanted to raise the profile of community pharmacists during the pandemic. How do you think maybe pharmacists have been underused, and what do you think we can do to raise our profile? Because I understand, is that what exactly what you're saying?
Sorry, we do a lot of things for our patients and our communities, and a lot of the services that we do free, you know, we give free advice. We're healthcare professionals on the high street, open, you know, extended hours. You don't need to make an appointment to see us. And what we need the government to do in the NHS, NHS England, is actually use our, you know, we're healthcare professionals, medicines experts on the high street. So we want the government to acknowledge the fact that we do this, and especially around COVID, where lots of businesses were being closed, GP surgeries shut their doors because they weren't doing face-to-face patient consultations, pharmacies stayed open. So where do patients go? They had to, if they need advice and in an emergency, it's like the third emergency service, they're going, you know, pitching up at their community pharmacy. Can you imagine the stress and the strain that must have they must have encountered, you know, increased footfall and obviously putting their own lives at risk. But, you know, a lot of these pharmacies stayed open because they providing a service to the community and to the patients. And, you know, you're a community pharmacist yourself. And, you know, in the forefront of our minds is always looking after our patients. And that's the key to, you know, any pharmacist. It's in our mindset.
What would you say, give me an example where you as a community pharmacist really made a difference to a patient that came in during the pandemic?
So one of the reasons I'm running the London Marathon is raising awareness of Alzheimer's and dementia. Reason being is I've got family history. My dad's got dementia, grandma's got dementia, and even the wife and my wife's side of the family, mother and father, got dementia. So really, I'm snookered. Now, during COVID, can you imagine all these dementia patients? One of the things with dementia is these patients feel isolated. And I know who my patients are who have dementia. So, you know, the first thing that I did was I contacted them and just made sure that they knew that I was still around and the support network of the community pharmacy is there. So, you know, this is like being an unsung hero. You know, nobody knows about this, but I'm telling you because you asked me. But it's work that we do which is outside our normal day job. You know, it's because we really do care about our patients.
And during your normal day job, for example, you're dispensing prescriptions. I mean, that was a huge amount of time I spent, you know, in my day. Are you having less prescriptions now? Because a lot of the doctor surgeries are just not opening. People are not getting there. Or are you, obviously you have all your repeat prescriptions. But would you say the total amount of dispensing has gone down a little bit?
No, I would say it's gone up. Patients have been switched over to a system called repeat dispensing, which is like 28-day prescribing. And so, you know, previously you'd see a patient every couple of months, but part of repeat dispensing is that you set up the cycle for a patient to have it every 28 days. Patients also got spooked by COVID at the beginning and they were ordering double prescriptions. So we had an upsurge in prescriptions the first few months, and then can you imagine patients worried about COVID, the staff, we did have some staff that weren't coming into the pharmacy, so workload increases, we didn't have you know, members of staff in the store, so all of us, independents, multiples, we were doing extended hours just to clear the backlog of prescriptions, and it was quite intense, and it's quite scary as well, can you imagine? You know, you don't know whether the next person that's going to come into your pharmacy may pass COVID to you. And I've actually got friends and relatives that passed away that pharmacists related. And so it's quite sad the impact that this devastating disease has had on, you know, the world and, you know.
And do you find you're doing as much counter-prescribing? I mean, I used to spend a lot of time counter-prescribing, talking to patients, explaining about their medication. Do you feel restricted now because of COVID? Obviously, people coming in wearing masks, you're worried about transmission. Do you feel you can't do that sort of service, which is something that I used to just do all the time. I'd spend a lot of time outside with the patients explaining to mums whose kids had asthma, bloody blah, and all these sorts of things. Do you find you still have the time to do that, or do you feel that you're safe doing that?
No, A, we don't have the time because the prescription volume has gone up. Second, you're concerned about somebody coming in with COVID, so you can't even take them into the consultation room, whereas before, any patient can walk into the pharmacy at any time and just, talk to the pharmacist. Now we've got to do all this social distancing, 1 meter rule, 2 meter rule. It's difficult to do that anymore. And that's a fun part of the job. It's this very satisfying part of our role, is giving patient advice about their medical problems, their medication, and recommending something that could help, with their health.
Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about the marathon. So you're running between, I think, counted 33 pharmacies. Does that equate? Are you doing that all in one day, all in one go?
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to try and do it all in one failed swoop. I'm starting off from home and then going to my local pharmacies around sort of Ham, and then going across to New Malden, different pharmacies in Tolworth and Chessington and Thames Ditton. And it's basically to showcase that these pharmacists are staying open. It's 26.2 miles. So, and what the plan is, when I visit the pharmacies, I'm going to do a little video, do a little sort of take some pictures and just profile that pharmacy and put it on my Facebook page, so people can actually follow me around and what I'm doing.
I think you're doing a great job, and thank you for coming on air and talking to us at Radio Jackie.